Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by the inventor of the infomercial and the original hit shark on the hit TV series Shark Tank, Kevin Harrington. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, great to be here, Seth. We've got a very special guest today, and I'm excited for our program today.
Yes, today we are interviewing Michelle Phillips, who you may remember is the last surviving original member of the Mamas and the Papas. Mm-hmm. She has been a star of television and film ever since. We've also got Jordan Phillips, who is a partner at Vicky NFT, the leading NFT engineering firm for public brands. He's been an investor in 40 early stage startups and an award-winning journalist and executive editor at the Grit Daily News. Michelle, Jordan, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Isn't it Jordan French?
Yes.
Yes, related now. I withhold the news, Michelle, until now, but now we are we're relatives. This is what you get out of an NFT. It's more than what you bargained for,
Michelle. All right, so we're here today to talk about non-fungible tokens. Michelle, your recent feature article in the Closer magazine, the Heart to Heart section, talked about you drawing an NFT and raising over $100,000 for charity. What inspired you to do that?
The money. it just seemed like I still don't know what a non-fungible token is, but I know that I was able to send Paige and Lou Adler take a $25,000 check to them just out of the blue, and that made me feel very good. Well, working, whatever it is.
Jordan, do you want to talk a little bit about Vicky NFT and kind of how the relationship with Michelle came about?
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate that, and appreciate all the humor that we'll share here. I'm sure in the next couple of minutes, and always good to see everyone. Warmly from Portugal on my end. So, a group of us got together as partners. Bill Gladstone has been a longtime friend of mine. I think pretty much a friend of everyone's, I should say too. And for those who are uninitiated on Bill, he's a famous literary agent. Has repped pretty much everyone in the world, like Deepak Chopra, Pamela Anderson, Marie Kondo, some of the more recent ones, and then crafted the first For Dummies book for those who pull from that direction. Anyway, a core 10 of us, I have my own entrepreneurial career and launched a firm around a $10 term called the NFT, non-fungible tokens. It's really just a $10 term for digital memorabilia, which we all know what memorabilia is. We'll have it around our house. I see Kevin and you, Seth, you have plenty of memorabilia behind you. Even a book, even some of those books or literature behind you would count. It offers an opportunity for people to associate with something that they feel strongly about, right? And so Michelle, for example, is a very good subject of that. We'll unpack what the actual NFT was. But one critical component that she brought in earlier is the charitable one. So because of the way a non-fungible token works, it's recorded to the blockchain, which is, again, it's just another $10 term for a digital ledger. It's like a big spreadsheet. and no one can change it unless everyone agrees. That's oversimplifying, but it's that simple. It's like any, you know, accounting ledger before you can change it. It allows you to decide and how that gets divvied up. So just like we were listening intently to Michelle, she was able to get a nice slice of the money that she was able to raise, mainly based off of herself, right? She's famous. A lot of people love her. She's the OG California girl. And so that was the nature of the NFT. People bought into that. And Michelle was able to do something awesome for Painted Turtle, which we can unpack a bit more later. But a wonderful charity that that a group of people run helps children with terminal illness. Seth,
Michelle, what was the art? What did you produce?
Oh, I recreated a doodle of the Mamas and Papas that was used as advertisement in either Cashbox or Billboard or maybe both. It was, I can't remember what it was exactly, but it was a full page ad. And so I asked Lou if I could use it and did we have any licensing problems with it or anything? He says, no, he says, I created it. So he said, no, go ahead, use it in any way you can. And so we were able to give the Painted Turtle a nice hefty check, and they were really, really happy about that.
That's pretty amazing. I have a question, Michelle. Would the images that you used, are they recognizable to fans of Mom and Papa's? Something kind of popular, right?
Well, it's a little stick drawing of the Mamas and the Papas, and the way that Lou Adler created it, it made it very simple to see that was the Mamas and the Papas. It could not be it could not be misunderstood,
you know? Right.
So and it's easy to draw. So
fantastic. So Jordan, there we go. Hey, I got it. So Jordan, how do you come up with valuations when you're dealing with things like this?
Really simple. You know, I think it's a fantastic question to start with, right? It's like, what is anything worth? And it's the market that decides that, Kevin. You know, ultimately, most NFTs, including these, went through an auction process. There are a lot of different types of auctions, you know, one could run, but effectively the market decides. So there are a lot of, there are a lot of followers that Michelle has. She's had, it turns out, some fans for a very long time. Some are really into, you know, some of the stuff that she's done, the music, and of course the Mamas and the Papas as a group were an iconic, you know, let's bring us back in history. I mean, they were nipping at the heels, you know, of the Beatles. They were on tour with, rabid fans, you know, out there, mm-hmm. And Michelle's here as a lead singer. So in determining, you know, what we wanted to come up.
No, Michelle was not the lead singer. Don't give me that. Cass and Denny were definitely the lead singers in our group. I was, designing clothes for us and really learning how to sing. I had no interest in becoming a singer. I had no interest in doing anything really, except drinking and smoking and hanging out at clubs. But John said, no, you're going to learn how to sing. And the next thing I knew, I was studying with Bert Knapp and with Judy Davis. And it's funny, John was right. He says, if you want to learn how to do something, then you just practice, practice, practice.
Well, right. Time Magazine described your voice as the purest soprano in pop music. So we're all very glad that you decided to take up singing.
Well, it gave me a purpose. It was very hard work for me. I think for me, harder than anybody. John wasn't much of a singer, but he could sing in tune. That's a important first, you know, to learn how to sing in tune.
Yeah.
But you know, once we got Cass and Denny, we just were able to fall back on their incredible voices, and you know, add a top soprano to it and a baritone on the bottom, and there you had it.
Nice.
Any plans for more NFTs coming?
Yes.
We have a lot in store. Go ahead, Michelle.
There's some wonderful charitable organizations that, you know, I would love to bring into the NFT program, and we're going to be working with Lois Pope from in Palm Springs, in Palm Beach, and she has so many organizations that she supports. You know, she works a lot with stray animals, and she also works. I met her when she had supported and raised the funds for a pediatric ward in a hospital in Palm Springs. So you know, she works with vets and animals for vets. And, you know, I just called her up. I said, I think that this is a good thing for you.
Nice.
We had a lot to choose from. And she chose an organization that she runs called Life.
That's great. Hey, Jordan, I have a question on the actual digital NFT itself. It's a digital asset, obviously. Is there any capability of an audio track to be tied to an NFT, or is that no capability?
You're foreshadowing some of our next potential series with clients, and including Michelle. Another way to answer that is that almost anything can be an NFT, Kevin. It could be a video file, an audio file, something that's a digital representation, you know, a JPEG that then gets recorded to the blockchain, right? That's so different from just a JPEG that you copy or share itself. And also authentication and NFTs. And let me just unpack that for a moment. There are a lot of things, you know, in the real world, even some of the things that I pointed out behind you and Seth. And, well, how do we know that those are what you say they are? There are ways that we can authenticate things and then record them to the blockchain likewise. So practically anything can be an NFT. And definitely, yes, if you have something in mind, which you might, let's make happen. And just to add that, to tack on where Michelle was in it, I want to go back to her on this. I think it's just so important, the charitable component to all of this. I think that's what drives a lot of celebrities and a lot of names, right, to get into the space. Otherwise, in a lot of ways, you know, why bother? But then also, we're really grateful, I would say, Kevin. You know, we're impressed by, you know, the market demand. You know, I'd say some of it's luck, some of it's just really good technological skill. You know, we'll have to come back for another broadcast to talk to the engineers on the team, because there are four of us, you know, beyond me and Bill Gladstone, who mentioned earlier. But, you know, you just think through these things. It's like really interesting problems to solve. Michelle came to us, you know, with some really great ideas. It's like creativity meets dynamism. and you know, all in the family, Kevin. All in the family.
So maybe for those that don't totally know how the NFT process works, so when you start with a digital asset, which Michelle secured the stick pictures of mamas and papas, right? Now, then where, and we've heard about this $100,000 that was generated, donated, whatever, where does that money come from?
Yeah, definitely. So we talked about the auction mechanism a little bit earlier, and so we can drill down on some of the details and mechanics of that. So the few ways that you can get there, you know, we hold our own proprietary auctions. So we have the software on our end to actually conduct an auction directly from our site at vicnft.com. That's vicinft.com.
Okay.
Or a micro site, right? So there's actually a michellephillipsnft.com that we created for Michelle and her assets. And so subsequent auctions will be held there. So people can actually bid on, on a particular, NFT. And that can start with a digital file, but you can start upstream of that, which we actually did with Michelle the first time around. It was an actual doodle. We actually have a video of her, you know, drawing out, the artwork, right?
Gotcha.
And of course, that could be someone else's copyright, like she established earlier, sure. But she actually went through and made the actual drawing. So there's a few ways to scan it. You can drill down on like 3D scanners and vectorization and all that too. But back to the market mechanism, people actually bid. There'll be a certain time within which they had to bid. The one that had the 100K haul that was so successful and got a lot of publicity, Kevin, that ended, I believe, the very tail end of June. So it's like right on July 4th. So people knew that there was, some urgency there to make their bids. And
you got 10 super fans to contribute $10,000 each.
Yep, we got more. Yep, we got where we wanted to go, and we wanted to get, Seth. And on the back end, interestingly, we can dive into this further if we want, Seth, Kevin, and Michelle, is that these are assets, right? So they can be resold. So that's an interesting aspect of NFTs as an asset and the auction mechanism as well. And
it's digital, right? So this isn't a framed signed drawing by Michelle hanging on my wall. It's ones and zeros on a flash drive or a hard drive somewhere that you're right. Someone might be collecting it. Someone might be speculating it's going to go up in value and sell it to somebody else.
Right. Exactly. It's like lines of code. It literally is lines of code, like anything digital. And even you could break down this recording into that, Seth. So you're exactly right. But it does turn out, from a phenomenon standpoint, we could ask the question, what do people do with these? And they do actually display them. There's a significant following around some of the earlier NFT franchises. And people will post them up to their social media profile, Seth, to sort of, draw that association like, oh, look at me. I'm an owner of this. I'm in this group. And that community aspect is actually the ultimate underlying driver. Remember, we used the word association before. We want to associate with Michelle. It's then that community of people that can grow and grow over time that adds so much value for the people who are within it, Seth.
Awesome. Michelle, what do you like best about what you're doing now?
I'm not really working right now. I mean, I'm doing the NFTs. And, I'm going to go up to, north of Santa Barbara for Thanksgiving with all of my family. I think there are about 20 of us having Thanksgiving dinner. And, I just came back from Mexico. And, I can't work. I can't work as an actress right now. And I'm not going to go into the studio, but I'm enjoying this is something very new to me, and I feel that everyone involved in it is really, I think it's it's great when you can find a creative way to get people to, you know, help the charities that they specifically want to, and you know, it gives me a very good feeling to do it.
Amazing how these hidden assets from years ago that all of a sudden, as Jordan is unveiling with his business, these hidden assets that are now current assets, right? And now charities that can benefit, et cetera. It's an amazing industry and one that we should stay tuned to new things that you'll be launching maybe here in the near future. Sounds like there's some things coming together.
We have some very good ideas. We have some very good ideas about innovative ways to get people involved and that helps them, helps their charities, and it's such a new way of raising money. You know, you kind of feel like you're ahead of the crowd here, you know, doing something that is that's, you know, I'm still learning about it, and I think it's great that at my age I'm learning something about a completely new way of doing fundraising and of, you know, connecting with people who wanted to give to their, you know, particular cause.
Absolutely. Well, this has been Seth Green and Kevin Harrington for Sharkpreneur with Michelle Phillips and Jordan French. Michelle, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody, Michelle, for watching.
Take care, Jordan.
Listening.
Take care, buddy.
We'll see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.